Hello.
Yeah, well, hey, this is Destin. I'm calling from the Roadside Dispatch. I was calling
about how
this.
Are you?
Hey, how are you doing?
Hi.
Yes, I was calling about the service for the Honda Odyssey, and I was working on getting somebody set up, but I wanted to touch base with you, make sure nobody got their wires crossed. But it said here the alternator went out, and it said something about a tow, but it was set up for jump start.
I want to try to get it started. That they think to enough for me to get home. I'm only like 12.2 miles away from my house.
Okay. Well,
it's only me and my girlfriend, and I don't know if the provider let me ride with them or not.
Well, now, are you needing, or were you wanting it towed then, or were you wanting it jump started?
I like to try to jump start it enough for me to get back to my house.
Okay.
If the tow driver thinks that it need to be towed, then we tow it, and then I get somebody to come pick us up.
Well, and we can set it up either way that you want to set it up, but just so you know, for your plan, it looks like it's one service per 72 hours. So basically, if the jump start, let's just say the jump start doesn't work, or if you don't make it home, then it would, if you had to call back for a service, it would more than likely be out of pocket.
Okay.
To set up another one. So, you know, but with that said, if you do want us to send somebody out there to do a jump start, we can, but that's all we can really say they'll do is, you know, they'll make a good, honest attempt at jump starting it. But, you know, as far as charging it enough to make it home, I doubt they would have, you know, the time or ability. But it's up to you. If you want to change it to a tow, it might be a better idea. But again, it's your decision.
Yeah, but who I talked to, she said she don't know if the provider let us ride with him. And I don't have nobody right now. My best friend in Toledo. And he's stuck up in Toledo right now.
So what, how many, are you saying they weren't able to find somebody that could take a passenger and they tried to, or?
I don't know. That's what they told me.
Oh, okay.
They don't know.
Sometimes it's a little harder, but.
Like, it's me and my girlfriend. My girlfriend's with me. That'd be two passengers.
Well, I mean, and a lot of the places won't take passengers with the COVID stuff going on, but, I mean, do y'all have face masks?
Yeah.
Okay, I see, because usually they'll ask about that. We can try to find somebody that'll take, you know, two passengers if, let's see. But it's set up as jump start right now. Are you wanting to change it to a tow then, or are you wanting to?
You know what? Let's go ahead and go with the tow.
Okay.
Let me make it easier.
Okay. Let me go ahead.
I called my best friend and everything, and he said that all you're going to do is they jump start it, they're going to die right back out anyways, because it's all you're doing is running off the battery.
Well, and honestly, I'm not a mechanic, but, you know, I could tell you really without having that battery fully charged, I wouldn't try it if it was me.
But no. That's why I said go ahead and let's change to a tow.
Okay.
Because I got the alternator. I came over to Sandusky to buy the alternator.
All right.
And I've been on my way home to change it.
Ticket opened up.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just saying I was getting another ticket open for you here, but let's see.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
I know,
okay.
I'm confusing.
And so it's Daniel Huffs, H-U-F-F-S, right?
Yes.
Is there an S on the end or no?
No.
Okay. I was going to say, had it both ways on here. Okay. And then I guess we have a good number. Is this the best phone number, the one that I reached you at?
Yes.
Okay. let's see here. And then did you still want to receive the text messages?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And let me get this next page. Okay, and this is, let's see, maroon 2004 Honda Odyssey, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, the person who I talked to earlier when I called in, she said she don't know if they allow any riders or not with them because of the COVID.
Well, I mean, that, if she didn't know that, yeah, that's probably accurate. It's just, you know, I can't really guarantee you we'll be able to find somebody that can take two passengers, but
right.
we can definitely try. I mean, usually we're able to, but right. Now, and then let's see, as far as the situation with it, well, is there anything wrong with it other than it's just not starting?
It's not starting because the alternator ran out because I went and got it tested this morning and they told me it's been bad.
Is it able to
and
put
and
it
I can't,
in neutral?
I found it cheaper. Yeah, you have to put it in neutral, the windows go down and everything like that.
Okay. Let's see if they could, because if it won't go in neutral, they'll need to know. Let's see. Alternator issues. Okay. Just a moment here. Okay, and now is that vehicle, is it all-wheel drive, two-wheel drive, or do you know?
It's, I believe it's a two-wheel drive.
Two-wheel, okay. Let's see. And then it has a few other standard questions for the tow. Let's see, is it under something less than 8 feet clearance or in a garage?
Yeah. Oh yeah, it's a normal standard van.
No, I was asking, is it inside a garage or under something?
Oh no,
less than 8 feet.
No.
Okay. And
it's in a parking lot.
You said it's standard, nothing's modified.
No.
Okay. Let's see here. And then you said it goes to neutral, and then what? Okay. You considered an antique or collectible vehicle?
No.
Okay, and then the last one on here is the service the result of an accident.
It was not an accident.
Okay. Alrighty, and then let's see. So, is the number that I called you at, is that the best number to give to the tow people?
Yes.
Okay, and then I guess you'll be there when they come to pick it up, or do you need them to call you ahead of time?
No, I'll be there with it.
Okay. Let's see, and then it's you, so just two adults, both
yeah.
Face masks? Okay.
Yes.
Alrighty, and then let's see the vehicle. It says Perkins Plaza Shopping Center, 226 East Perkins Avenue?
Yes.
Okay. Just a moment here. Okay, and then where did you want it taken?
To my house at 5144 U.S. Highway 250.
The C 44857 zip code?
Yeah, I looked it up. I looked it up, and it's like 12.2 miles.
It looks like it rounds to 12, whatever it is, but yes, sir. It's
she told me that'd be like, I have up to 15 miles to tow it.
That's what it looks like here, too. Yes, sir. Well, and
okay.
that should be all the information I'll need to get from you. I'll go ahead and I'll work on getting somebody set up to come tow the vehicle. And then if we can't find anybody that'll take two passengers, you know, we'll give you a call back and go from there. But, you know, otherwise it'll send you a text message. It'll have the name, phone number, and the ETA for whatever company's coming out there. And, did you have any questions, though?
Nope, that's all I need.
Okay. All right, well, and just let us know if something changes or if you need anything else.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you. All right, bye-bye.
Goodbye.